Since 2011, the median rental price here in Seattle is up nearly 90%. That's according to Zillow. And the cost of housing here skyrockets. The number of politicians who say they know how to fix the problem is also multiplying. David Hyde with KUOW's politics team has more.
Housing activist John Grant wants to replace departing Seattle City Councilmember Tim Burgess. And like most candidates in Seattle this year, affordability is his top issue.
We can no longer let the market dictate to us what is acceptable in terms of our housing market.
One of Grant's proposals is to require developers to create 25% affordable housing in new construction. Another candidate, Teresa Mosqueda, calls that idea nice but unattainable.
We need housing proposals that are going to pan out, not just political pandering.
Mosqueda is a campaign director for the Washington State Labor Council. She says don't blow up the current system for affordable housing. Use it to get the maximum number of units now. Sarah Nelson has another take. Nelson is the co-owner of Fremont Brewing, and she used to work for former Seattle City Council member Richard Conlon.
Public policy isn't pulling numbers out of a hat that sound good. They actually have to work.
Nelson says the city should keep working with everyone, including developers. That, for her, is the best way to spark construction of more housing, including the affordable kind. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde. KUOW News.
Several more candidates have officially filed to run for Seattle City Council Position 8. Those include local NAACP Vice President Shalee Seacrest and educator and activist Mac McGregor. But none returned KUOW's request to comment for this story.